Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And you know what? Happy solstice. Woohoo! We are in the bloom of the summer. And I just am so excited. We're going to be talking with and through some flowerful wisdom tonight. And boy, if you're not familiar with flowerful wisdom, I'm a nature intuitive, and I really connect to flowers and really help you to get a message through your soul level when you're working with the flowers. And we have some wonderful co-hosts that are going to be helping us to walk through that whole new perspective of the flowerful wisdom. We always have my wonderful sister, Miss Amy. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you hear it? All
yes.
Right. It's either
the gong
show?
Of a new day.
The gong of a new day. It's either the gong show or a gong of a new day. Could go either way.
And you know what? I think they're both yes. We could say yes, it's the gong show, and it is the gong of the new day. So I think that's
all right. Gong of a new day.
Okay, Maria, what do you got for me? You got a sound, or what are we doing?
No pressure.
No. I just love to say it's a great day to let go of everything that is not serving us, and I'm here to shed my skin and shed everything that is not working for me.
Woo-hoo! Ooh, yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, so and just a little history of the summer solstice. It's always really close to June 21st. Just like in December, we have the winter solstice at December 21st. So it's the coming in of summer. It's the official coming in of summer with the whole traditionals of working with that. And this morning we were having our flowerful wisdom conversation, and we started talking about the solstice. And over the weekend, with being my flowers, with my flowers for you in Riverside, California, with the working on that, I wound up helping some graduates with some orchid lays and things like that we had going on for graduations. And there was such a need. People really wanted sunflowers, and which I thought was very interesting to kind of tune into that with the sunflowers and what was going on with that. And once we started looking into that, there was just this whole thing about graduating. If you think about it, too, and I don't know why, I've never noticed it before, but, you know, here in June, what do we have? We have people getting married. We have people graduating. We have these changes of life that are happening. And so it's really interesting that here we're coming into this. And along with the solstice, it's a really dynamic here we're in, you know, 2022. And there's been this major alignment of all the planets this month. So if you haven't really checked that out, there's all kinds of YouTubes out there that are explaining the situation. But literally this week, all the planets are lining up, and the crescent moon is actually working its way through each of the planets overnight and basically kind of kissing it from the top and moving its way over. So I'll love for Miss Maria to get involved in this. She definitely looks at astrology and looking at the different things with that, with energy. And we really got into talking about how exciting it is about what does this really mean, and where are we at now about, you know, who am I now? Like, here we go, we're talking about weddings and graduations. Who am I now? You know, what is my name, and is there a new way of me walking into that world that I basically have, you know, chosen to do through graduating and also through weddings and things like that? Miss Maria.
Well, yes. We were talking early in the day about who we really are, and that is something that by now we need to know. Do you resonate with the name that you have, the last name that you're carrying? And that's one of the things that you really need to look at it right now. And if you don't know or if you don't resonate, there are many things that you can look in the internet on how to connect your soul with your name. And it's very imperative that you do that now, because your I am, it is the most important thing that is going to launch you forward in this time of ascension. So the solstice is a really good time to look at how do you feel about who you are, your name, and what it means for you. Does it really, it's weighing on you? Or is it light, happy, and fluffy? Or do you need to make arrangements? Or maybe you feel better being called by your childhood name or any other name that you like. And it's all valid because it's part of your I am. And in this solstice, that's one of the things that you have to really look into it. So shed the all you and get into the new you, however it looks like. So that's my take on it.
Oh, may I share something?
Okay. Yeah.
So for me personally, my maiden name is Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, and I love the name. But it's really hard to spell, for one thing. And numerologically, it was not a good one. But I did love the name. My first married name was Frost. And I really came into my own power under that name. Although my husband, there was some verbal abuse and ended up being physical abuse. And I needed to leave that. And so I really decided then I had gotten married again and again, playing with names. And then my kind husband, he and his father were not thrilled that I did not take their last name. But what I really settled on was Amy Lynn Frost, because that's who I really stepped into my I am-ness. And I love the initials ELF. So it really fits. But I've had to fight a lot of people along the way because of their bias of why that should not be my name.
Yeah, but that's you just said exactly. That name is your I am-ness. It's your completion. It's what you feel complete. So probably when you say your name, you hear shining bells or you see sparks. So it is incredible that you finally, not settle, but came into your own.
You're interesting. It's kind of like you're not settled, but settled into. So I don't know, Robin, if you want to talk about the name issue at all for yourself?
Well, I went from Nielsen to Misevich. And it's actually Misevich, the way you want to say it. And, you know, I don't know. For me, it was just kind of a – I didn't necessarily feel like it defined me.
Well,
I've
for a while, though,
like
you
I'm,
went by Robin Lee.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, to me, I'm Robin, whether it's Nielsen or Misevich or whatever. Because when I introduce myself to people, more than not, they always call me Robin. It's not a matter of my last name because they look at that and like, oh, no, I don't want to handle that. That's too much.
Right. Well, that's a good point.
they don't want to be insulting to saying it wrong or whatever. So it's, oh, that's Robin. So it's been kind of interesting. I never really had it to where it had a sense of defining who I was or who I am. Yeah. So I really kind of come from that place of Robin. So, and,
well,
you know, we talked about that, too, about the names and looking at, like, we had talked before about, you know, in looking at your maiden name or look at your, you know, your birth name and then moving into maybe a different name that you choose to name yourself or come through marriage or whatever to have that be changed. But all those aspects of yourself, you know, with the solstice, it's really important and sweet to take some time to really look at those different aspects of yourself and see, you know, is there a different way that I want to let go of things? Do I want to be in a place of gratitude for what that gave me in my life and move forward? And just look at all those different aspects because it really helps us to be in this place of feeling just more a sense of full self. And this energy is so interesting because when I started tuning into this morning when I was talking with Maria and Amy, I just kept seeing, you know, a lion. And I'm really was wondering about, you know, are we getting into the Leo energy? And moving into, like, from now until the end of when Leo is completed with, you know, working with the August energy. And it's interesting because when I did that, I just kind of, I've been kind of sitting with it all day. So Leos are compassionate. They're very big-heartedness. They have leadership. And they don't really shy, they don't like to shy away from the limelight. So in looking at what the invitation is for this right now when we're moving into this solstice, it's the next 6 months are really asking us to be in this place where we're very much in our hearts and being in a place where we can be very centered and still within that energy. Because it's a matter of feeling the connection and the generating that our heart will bring to ourselves, and so we can radiate that others out to others. And I really kind of see that as our light is like a, our heart is like a lighthouse. That even if I don't speak and I have that presence of heartedness, I can put that out into the world. And then moving from that heartedness, I come into my leadership. And we're really moving away from soul leadership, lone leadership, into moving into the collective leadership.
Oh, so stay up a minute. Instead of soul, as in S-O-U-L, you're talking instead of S-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm. S-O-U-L.
I just want to be clear about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's important. No, that's really important because, you know, language is power and language is a sense of, you know, what's my perspective about that. And
so
I even,
almost like soul
I love
leadership
that you,
into soul leadership.
Yeah. Yeah. And from going from soul leadership to soul leadership. And soul leadership, S-O-U-L, really comes from that level of having a collective group of like-minded people that we're bringing something bigger and larger than ourselves to the table. And there's an invitation with each of those things coming from a new sense of self, coming from that wholeheartedness and being able to let go of the old in ways that we thank it for what it's how it's helped us to understand ourselves now and then moving that into just a totally new territory that we haven't known before. But that's exciting, and that's something that can really help us to come to just a new level of integration and being able to embrace all aspects of ourselves. Because all that happened to be who I am now. Go ahead.
I want to throw something in that Maria had talked about, so I'm going to kick her off, and then she can go wherever she wants. But this morning,
here she goes.
She talked about releasing who and what they are or thought they were and presenting in a completely different way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You want to talk a little bit more about that, Maria?
Yes, absolutely. Until now, and these past 2 years have moved us so much, we believed we were a certain person. We believed we had a certain job. We believed we had certain family. We believed we had certain friends. And these past 2 years, it's been a purge of everything that do not any longer, it's allowing us to grow.
Mm.
So we got to be open to move forward without knowing exactly how is it going to look like, but be open that it's going to be much better than what we had now. Because a lot of us, part of the ascension is recognizing the I am and recognizing that there were people that were not feeding us, feeding our soul. And it's okay. That's okay because we were in their lives and they were in our lives for a purpose, for growth. So we got to be open right now, especially with the solstice. Get rid of things. Get rid of physical things, people, emotions, everything that it's not allowing you to grow. Just get rid of them because I promise you it will be better. Don't just be a hoarder of people, emotions, experiences. Just wake up every day with a smile and just the twinkle in your eye that the day is going to be wonderful. It's going to bring you surprises and delights.
You know, and that makes me think about,
done,
you know, when
Maria, Maria and or Robin are going to lead us through an experience. I have no idea what you're up for, so I'm just warning you. But before we go there, I want both of them to talk about the alignment of the planets.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to put in here before we get to that is that, you know, it's like when you're preparing the soil for new seed, for clearing the out energies, you're basically going to just dig up that dirt and weed out all the old weeds, anything and everything that would basically be in the way, even the rocks, the whatever, the debris, getting rid of all that garbage and all that old growth that just no longer serves you, because it's not a way that it can really help the new way that you want to be able to move forward and be able to grow deep and, you know, have a depth and a breadth that will really help you to have a good foundation. So in part of that flowerful, you know, wisdom of that is helping you to come from that place of being able to nurture yourself. And it's, you know, it's just as a sideline, it's interesting because once you get into the dirt, science has shown that working in the dirt is an antidepressant. It will help you. Yeah, it will help you to come from this place of joy. So it's just like, you know, people were like, I was depressed and I started doing gardening and all of a sudden I felt better. You know, nature is showing us and literally feeding us chemically, helping us to balance ourselves and be in a centered place with ourselves. I'm grounded and I'm also chemically aligned with myself. It helps to just to bring me into a place of perfect balance. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Go ahead, Maria.
Well, about this alignment, it's an alignment that is very rare. It is by planets, and it's going to take place, I think, the 24th, starts the 21st, meaning today, until the 24th, and it's going to be Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And this alignment usually happens about 18 years. So what I want everybody that is listening to think about what was happening in 2004. What were you doing? What things were coming for you? What changes were you experimenting at that time? And the reason is this alignment might bring situations sort of like the ones you were living at that time. I was in a very chaotic time in 2004. But the good thing is that that year, I decided that, yes, I was a medical intuitive, and I really needed to work on this. So tell us, Robin, what happened to you that time?
Well, it's interesting because both Maria and I really had challenging relationships. My marriage was definitely in a very troubled place, and I didn't know if we were going to make it. And just like you, I really came to a place of I had to you know, the thing I really learned is I needed to take care of myself. You know, you go to counseling and say, you know, only one person can have the floor at one time. And the only person you can really fix is yourself. So part of that was, you know, I needed to come to myself, look what I needed to be coming from a place of healing and self-awareness. But one thing that was really wonderful for me in coming to the end of myself is I didn't know how much spirit would be there for me. And it deepened in the depth of the infiniteness of spirit, and how it's just always big, wide, and there for you when you can really allow yourself to surrender and get out of the way. Because I really had to come to the end of myself and literally be on my knees for spirit to show me how much I could really be in a place of knowing that they've got me in every possible way. So that was the big lesson for me, and then it's growing from that, and how do we walk forward with that? And that's something that was one of the gifts and challenges of 2004 for me.
Absolutely.
So really and really amazing at the same time.
Exactly. For me, it was the same. It was,
birth is messy.
Birth is messy. Yeah, for sure.
Falling apart. And it was the beginning of the end of my marriage, but at the same time, there was this power within me that was telling me, you need to get out and you need to work on who you are, and you are a medical intuitive. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So chaos always brings something good, always.
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would wake up every morning and say, can I leave? And they would say no.
Dang it.
Yeah, no, and in my case, it's like, why haven't you leave?
But then it was like you're looking in the wrong place. I was looking in the wrong place. I was looking
to that.
Well,
and I'm sure you had plenty of people telling you you weren't very bright, right, or whatever.
Yeah, and I had
other
people telling me the same thing. It's like, why are you doing that? And I would look inside myself, and Spirit would say, you need to look at this. You need to look at that. You need to look at this. And so I move my directions from what seemed for the world to be like, this is the problem, to look, you know, to opening up myself and opening doors inside of myself and saying, this is where you need to be looking and working.
Yep.
And I'm happy to say that that's just something that doesn't end, and it just keeps getting more and more exciting, you know, when you allow yourself to be in that place of like, and what's, you know, the curiosity of life. Because really that's the secret of life, is asking questions. And what, you know, and this too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can be very deep and sweet. Deep and sweet. Here we go. Deep and sweet. So I think one of the other things with the solstice is it's really encouraging us to look at those places in your life, you know, and it always goes back to this. I've always heard this so over and over again. What did you love to do when you were little and you just stopped yourself from doing it? You know, what kind of creativity were you into? How did you like to play? Those kinds of questions, asking yourself and being, you know, how was I blooming as in my creativity and just the way I expressed myself when I was younger, before I had a lot of people saying, oh, you can't do that, or that's not practical, or whatever the outside world was telling you. But when you came into just yourself of like bringing you joy, bringing your sense of just, yes, this is me and excites me. I'm following my excitement. That's something that the solstice is really inviting us to do for the next 6 months, is being in a place of like, if I were still and had this place of like, I could spend time on this, you know, and it was like, you know, I wake up or like I come out of whatever I'm working on, whatever that is. Because we don't want necessarily, when it comes to creativity, you know, people would say, oh, it's painting or it's writing or it's whatever. It's whatever gives you joy and gives you a sense of like, yes, I want to follow that because it's exciting for me. And really leading yourself down that path, instead of getting caught up in what you would think the world would say, well, that has value. It's like, if it has value for you, it's something that it can really give to the world. I heard a really great quote today that talked about, you know, when it comes to a sense of conversations, you know, it's that having that conversation with one person, it's like, you know, the largest healing can come from the smallest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Can I allow myself to be just fully present, fully authentic, fully in this place of being transparent with this person where they feel me on a soul level and we're connected and we're having this conversation. And, you know, and there's this thought, this off spirit that comes out is like, if I can be healed within myself and be communicating with another, I do it for the world. And I really feel that that's very true. So it's just like the butterfly on the other side of the world creating a tsunami, right? The butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be in that place where I hold my heart, my lighthouse, in this place where I'm resonating with this one person, and just reverberates out, and I keep that and I hold that as very simple and sacred, because the largest things that can happen from the smallest conversations. And it makes me think of that, you know, the saying of that the universe is always just listening to us and saying yes. What is my request for the yes?
So,
and when you get something, that you like, you say yes.
Like,
you know, big no, more please.
My yes is I want. However this is going to unfold, I'm going to get out of the way and enjoy this. You know, Maria and Robin, Maria herself. However this unfolds, this beautiful solstice experience we're going to do.
Well, Maria was talking before we got on the air how she would really love to share a fire ritual. And, you know, I would love, you know, if you look in feng shui always talks about fire being a purifier. is something that can help you to totally reset energy. And here we're talking about, you know, letting go of things, purging things. And I'd just love for her to you know, to just guide us through this fire ritual.
Great. Thank you. A lot of people usually, we talk about, oh, let it go, let the flow go. And people are just scratching their heads and how do I do it? How do I do it? So we're going to share something easy that you can do today because, of course, fire, it's in summer, the summer heat. We honor the sun, and with the solstice of the summer, we also honor death, rebirth, renewal, change, creation, and destruction. So in this day or tomorrow, you could do this fire ritual. So here is the recipe. Write down all that no longer serves you, what you're ready to release on a piece of paper. Then light a coal in a place inside your cauldron. But if you don't have a cauldron, like we witches, and you have a fire pit around or something that is fire safe, you could do it. Then I will tell you if you can get some calendula flowers, a pinch of sage in your cauldron around the coal. Place the paper inside. Make sure it's touching the coal. And as the paper slowly burns, imagine the energy being sent to the universe to be recycled into new energy. There you have it. Very easy. But Robin probably has other recommendations if you don't have calendula flowers at hand.
Yeah, because you can always use, you could use sage, you can use, sweet grass, things like that that can be on there. Even cedar, you can get cedar, let that dry out and use that too. But, you know, don't feel like you can't go to the grocery store and get yourself some herbs. There's definitely herbs out there that you can get to be able to be working with that. Another way that you can, you know, it's the letting go. And, you know, it's always about this is basically helping me to purify and to let go of what I have. And I think fire is such a powerful thing. And I love Maria, how you're talking about, you know, it's that energy of summer. It's the heat. It's the, you know, the passions of working with the light and just a way that we can let things go through that. So just, you know, part of it, too, is just really trusting yourself. These are suggestions of ways that you can work through the energy. And, you know, it, the one thing, that too, is like, oh, darn, you know, I'm listening to this like a week later. You can still do it. You can still do it. And it's one of those practices that it's in the matter of the intentions and the way that I want to be able to let that go. Because it's not necessarily the day. It's what you do. So really honoring yourself and the fact that I'm ready now. I'm ready to let that go. I'm ready to you know, create a space in my life for something wonderful.
Robin, can I throw in something?
Sure.
When we were little kids, you know, this is kind of old school, but we would get a notebook and we'd practice writing what our name might be with somebody that we really cared about. And, you know, so my name could be this or my name could be that. Maybe play around with, you know, who am I now, and with a name, and just kind of play with it. And you don't have to come up with the answer, but just play with it.
And you could be surprised with a new name that you channel.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even like take something that pops into your head and make an acronym out of it. You know, I thought of this word and I broke it down into all these other things. So it helps really expand ourselves. Go ahead, Amy.
No, I'm just saying, I think that's great. And so that's it, just kind of playing with, you know, the I am that I am. What is the name of that?
Mm-hmm.
And
I love
course, the, you know, we traditionally think of names, but it's also energy. It's a color. It's a feeling. It's a, right? So my I am may not be human words.
It could be sounds.
Yep.
It could be a song. It could be colors. So, you know, here we're saying, you know, write something down. Maybe get some colors in color. It could be just a bunch of colors being put together. So like I said, you know, I'll just allow yourself to be prompted to what, you know, whatever's inspiring me, that's something that I'm going to play with, you know, because part of this energy is about creativity and being in a place of playing and allow yourself to be in that, you know. So it's coming from my heart and just listening to something, because, you know, it's those little soft whispers that nudge us into something that can be very powerful in our lives. And you think, oh, gee, that's such a silly little thing. Why would I do that? Allow yourself to do that, because, boy, it's basically just pumping that muscle to where it can be something that's stronger and stronger and stronger in your life and can really make a difference. So, you know, and Maria has suggested this morning that you have to go out and dance. So make sure we go out and dance in the sun.
There you go. You have permission to just go practice your I am and see where you land.
Exactly. So it's a very powerful thing. Well, thank you, ladies. 30 minutes with 30 was just too short for this conversation. My goodness.
Yeah.
So we look forward to more flowerful wisdom talks, and we thank you for joining us. And I want to thank my co-hosts, Miss Amy and Maria. You guys are always awesome, and it was a very great conversation. So I hope everybody enjoys their summer, and allow yourself to bloom.
Gong out.
Yeah.
Gong out. There we go. The gong show.
Love you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.